KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine and the U.S. have reached an agreement on a framework for a broad economic deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Keep hoping that signing the agreement will ensure continued U.S. military support. President Trump asked about email that Elon Musk sent to federal employees over the weekend, asking them to list five things that they did. Was it voluntary?
Well, it's somewhat voluntary, but it's also, if you don't answer, I guess you get fired. What it is, do people exist?
President Trump announcing that his administration plans to sell a gold card, his version of a green card that'll cost $5 million. Trump saying it'll give wealthy people a fast track to citizenship. A close call at Chicago's Midway Airport, a Southwest passenger flight aborting its landing, pulling up just as a private jet crossed its path. The plane's just seconds from impact. The FAA says the business jet went onto the runway without authorization. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An error in one of the first ads in the state Supreme Court race after Elon Musk's group got involved. He's the major donor behind Building America's Future, which will spend $1.6 million in supporting conservative Brad Schimmel over liberal Susan Crawford. One of their first ads says, quote, "Susan Crawford is wrong for Wisconsin," end quote, with a photo of her. But there's one big problem. It's the wrong Susan Crawford. The one they included in their ad, Susan P. Crawford, is a law professor at Harvard. And when you look up Susan Crawford on Wikipedia, you end up on the professor's page and you find that photo. Crawford's campaign called it shameful and a fraud and said, quote, "Wisconsinites shouldn't trust a single thing from these guys," end quote. Now, this comes after another ad issue a few weeks ago where the Schimmel campaign ran a spot with an edited photo of Susan Crawford that turned her smile into a scowl. The Schimmel campaign admitted the photo was edited. And here in Wisconsin, there's a special license plate you can get that helps spay and neuter efforts. Here's Lisa Hale.
In 2024, The Fix is In, a 100% volunteer nonprofit, helped fund nearly 700 spay and neuter surgeries for outdoor cats. Board President Bree Richardson says purchasing the specialty license plate is a simple but impactful way to support animal welfare and curb overpopulation. The organization says a single unspayed female cat can easily give birth to around 60 kittens within 5 years. For outdoor cats, spaying and neutering is especially critical. Only 25% of kittens survive to adulthood, with many facing starvation, disease, or deadly exposure to harsh weather. See our story at civicmedia.us for information.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. At the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Davante Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddy Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky, some rain showers tonight, and lows in the mid-30s. Any rain wraps up early tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, highs in the mid-40s. In the low 40s, Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. We jump well up into the 50s on Friday and breezy. Right now it's 43.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen from the Lincoln Project is here, along with State Senator Sarah Kayeski, talking about a right to repair bill. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Schwabba.
All right, here we go. Hour number two, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me as we broadcast statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Dr. Lyerly is still dancing in her hotel room. Are you dancing like nobody's watching, even though people are watching?
I didn't sleep last night, so I don't even know what I'm doing right now.
Isn't that weird how you sometimes get more energy even though you haven't slept and you should conceivably be tired?
I'm going to be tired tomorrow. But first, can I tell you that I was just texting with Todd, the voice Michaels, and guess what his favorite soup is?
The voice. I love it. What did he say?
Well, he reminded me that my favorite, like, easy to access soup is the tomato and roasted red pepper soup that comes in a box, and you can get giant boxes of it from Costco. I keep loads of it at home.
Really? Now, what are the health benefits? There's health benefits to tomatoes, right? Like, it has, like... what's it called? They're always bragging.
Definitely better than cheese.
Yeah. I don't do a lot of cheese. I got to be honest. I don't do dairy milk. I do oat milk. I don't know how much healthier that is, but I think I have a dairy allergy, so I go with the oat milk. What do you say about that?
Lots of people have dairy allergies as we get older. And certain demographics, like Black folks, tend to have less of that enzyme, so they tend to get more lactose intolerant. Asian folks as well.
I knew that about Asians. And so, but here's what... I read this years ago when I read the book Forks Over Knives. It said that Asian people don't have as many issues with their bones as they get older, even though they don't drink a lot of milk. And the point the guy made in the book was that the milk starts to work against you after age 25. Does that sound familiar at all?
I think it depends on who you are.
Yeah.
You know, like what your genetic makeup is, because I don't know about you growing up in Marinette, me growing up in Kakana, like we'd go visit my grandparents in the Fond du Lac area and we'd get our milk straight out of the bulk tank. We were milk drinkers constantly.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't have that. We are a family of inside people. We moved, to northern Wisconsin from Chicago in the city to this rural little town. And we don't fish. We don't hunt. We don't drink milk right out of the cow. We don't do any of that stuff. And I feel
I never drank it out of the cow.
Well, I'm half kidding. But I mean, I wish we were a little more hardy, I guess, is what I'm not sure you can do that.
I think you can.
You probably can.
I kind of feel like there's a dare there. If we have any farmers out there, Pete would like to drink milk right out of the cow.
No, he would not.
What's the number?
I'm sure
855-752-4842.
I'm sure there's eight people that would do
cow.
That. Conrad will do it. Conrad. I'm going to volunteer Conrad services.
Nope.
I mean, you wash the udder. You know,
still,
it's not like it's...
It's odd.
Fine.
It's like I'm nursing from another species. I that doesn't compute with me.
Well, I mean...
Yes,
you
doctor.
You nurse from the oat species.
The what?
Oat species.
Because I drink oat milk.
Yeah.
That's kind of
the only place
oat.
I could go with that.
All All right, let's have, before we let you go, and I'm sure you're going to have to deliver a baby any moment now. I do appreciate your time. I know how busy you are. What Oscar movies have you seen and what have you enjoyed?
I can tell you the one that I did not enjoy was The Substance. And I know that Demi Moore is getting all of these awards and I just don't get it. And I appreciate Demi Moore.
Yeah.
And I am like grateful to her for her service. I loved St. Elmo's Fire, all of that stuff. But yeah, I am not loving it. Not loving The Substance.
Mm-mm. I like when I heard about what it was about, I was like, all right, that's an interesting concept. But oh my gosh, that movie got so weird. Mm-hmm. And just
I couldn't
disgusting.
Even watch it. It needed to just end.
I watched it. I made it through it, but I don't know. That is not my kind of movie. Like if it wasn't an Oscar movie, mm-hmm. wouldn't have done it. I would have turned it off. But yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I loved Conclave.
Yeah, I like Conclave.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I loved A Complete Unknown. I always like those biopics though, so that was kind of fun.
Yeah, you know what I liked about A Complete Unknown was that it was just about that one brief time in his life where he went electric. Mm-hmm. And that's what mm-hmm. the book was about too. But it's too much to cover someone's life. Like this new Springsteen biopic coming out is just about the making of the album Nebraska. And I find that interesting. Like, I don't want to see the baby who played Bruce Springsteen as a baby all through when he's 75 years old. So that's what I thought they did, you know, when they make A Complete Unknown. I thought they did it right. I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Okay.
By the way, if you love Springsteen,
yeah.
listen to his bio on tape because he reads it and it's just beautiful.
Oh, really?
He's so, oh yeah, he is sentimental and he is honest and bare and it's, I loved it.
He's a national treasure. I could not yeah. agree more and I will look for that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we both liked Conclave. We both liked A Complete Unknown. We both did not like The Substance. What else have you seen?
The really controversial one, that's on Netflix.
Amelia Perez.
In Spanish. Amelia Perez. That was the first one I watched. I liked it. I didn't love it. I thought it was very inventive and really yeah. well done, but it didn't stand out for me as like, this is like cultural history. But I didn't love that.
Yeah, I kind of was like, this is interesting. But usually when you hand someone a completed screenplay and they say, it's interesting, it means they didn't like it. Like, there was so much going on in that movie. And I thought there was some interesting topics to tackle, but it just was all over the place and a very unsatisfying ending, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else you got?
The Brutalist. I watched that one the other night.
So did you stream that?
I did.
Okay. So
I bought it.
You bought it. Okay. That's 4 hours.
It's yes, super long. I had to watch it in two parts because I had to go deliver a baby in between.
Oh my God. You could have set up your phone over here while you were delivering the baby and kind of done both.
No.
You're probably an old pro right now, right?
Because it's beautiful. You have to watch it on the big screen because it's really beautifully done. And I love architecture. I actually went to the University of Minnesota initially to study architecture because Wisconsin
really?
Doesn't have a public school that does architecture. So I love that whole, I don't love the brutalist movement, but I love the art that is inherent within this movie. It's very well done.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Mm-hmm. So out of what you've seen, what do you think, what would be your odds on favorite or what do you hope wins Best Picture?
I loved Conclave.
Okay. Are you Catholic?
Oh, Anora. Have you seen Anora?
I have, yeah. I liked it.
I loved Anora too. I thought Anora was really well done and really spicy.
It's very spicy. And I liked the movie, but I think I went into it hearing it was the odds on favorite. And I'm like, oh, this is a nice movie, but I didn't get the Best Picture. I just didn't find it that interesting personally. Mm-hmm. After the sex was done, I lost interest, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you started rubbing your feet and
Conrad, delete that out and stop laughing. Dr. Lyerly, we have a text here. I had a young man on the show last night, Chad Franker, who is designing a business that helps people. It's called A Meal with a Friend, and it helps combat loneliness. And he did all this research saying how mental health is so important. So he was just responded. He wrote so many texts here. He just loved what you had to say about that. So I wanted to share that with you. And then Robert on the stream says, this is Craig Anthony Kinnett says, also Zupa Toscani. Am I saying that right? Soup is stupid good. So I think that means good. I think that means he likes it.
It makes my kids eat kale. That's how good it is.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. So, and then we've got a lot of text there too. So, okay. So Honora, is that your pick?
Geez, I'm not good at picking because I like so many things. I really loved Conclave though. I love Ralph Fiennes. The story was very interesting and it was really rich.
Very well
Honora
acted.
Was totally different. Yeah. Oh yeah. Very well acted. I loved Edward Norton in A Complete Unknown as Pete Seeger. As I was watching it, I was like, I want him to win. I want him to win because he was just dear.
He was so good. I was mad at Dylan at the end of that last scene where he insisted on plugging in. I'm like, come on, this guy's helped you so much. It's one stupid concert. Just play the acoustic guitar and shut up. You know, that's kind of what I was thinking during the movie. That's
Bob
how much
Dylan,
I like Pete Seeger.
Known not to follow rules. You know, there is a legendary story here. When you talk to the people in Hibbing about Bob Dylan, they're all kind of like, you know, Bob Dylan. And then ultimately the story comes out that when he was a junior in high school, he pounded on the piano during the talent show and the principal came out and dragged him off the stage and wouldn't let him perform when he was a senior.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so
that's
he's
the
always
story they tell.
He's very authentic then, because you're right, that's how he was. Robert on the stream says, I did for 37 years when my dad and uncle ran Lehman Valley Farms. The bulk tank milk was the best. I think that was aimed at what we were talking about. Does that make sense to you? Bulk tank milk?
Mm-hmm. So after they milk all the cows, they pour it all into a big tank and it stirs.
Okay.
And that's where they keep it until the milk truck comes. And then they put it in the milk truck. And the milk truck takes it away to the factory.
Wow.
But when you're, you know, when it's dinner time, you just go out to the bulk tank and you just scoop out some
scoop
milk
out
and
a handful of milk.
Like you get a pitcher, Pete.
But are your hands like sanitary? Like you're going in there like it's an eggnog at a party.
Well, when I was 8, I wasn't really thinking about that. But I distinctly remember saying to my mom, why does our milk at home not taste as good as grandma and grandpa's?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe I'll take another crack at actual cow milk. Dr. Lyerly, thank you so much, as always. And when you come in, I will expect soup. And I have to start giving you swag, too. So I'll think of something here that Conrad and I can donate to your shelf at home.
Oh, I cannot wait to see what you come up with.
Well, I was half kidding. Conrad, now we have to think of something. So, all right. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful night in Hibbing. Be careful of those tours. They sound a little creepy, but I'm sure they're informative. So
I'll set you up. Come on, let's go visit.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Lyerly. Have a great night.
Good night. Thanks for hanging out.
You're welcome. Thank you. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, ladies and gentlemen. A real trooper, a real rock star. If you're pregnant, I cannot recommend her services enough. I personally have never had a baby, but I know she does good work. Craig Anthony Kinnett checks in on the stream and says, Pete, last night I needed to stop on my way home to pick up some salt and vinegar Pringles, all because of your studio, all because of your radio show. The only place I can get my favorite soup is in Costa Rica and California. Does anybody know where you can get a good seafood soup stew in the state of Wisconsin? Who just said, was it Cindy?
Hotel Seymour.
Hotel Seymour.
Has a good clam chowder.
That's awesome. Robert on the stream says chicken dumpling soup is the best. I don't think too many people would argue. He says, I love homemade chicken and dumpling soup. Thank you, Robert, for those. These are all great texts. We're going to read more of them. We got a lot more to get through on the text line. Bob Dennis will be here next talking about mafia tourism here in the great state of Wisconsin. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, this is John Grise, also Uncle Rico, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down.
Welcome back. Our question tonight is, what is your favorite kind of soup? Because it is National Clam Chowder Day. They're not doing jack for clam chowder around the world, but here in the U.S., America first, folks, clam chowder. It's all about the clam chowder. Brian from Milwaukee says chicken tortilla soup is amazing. It's so funny, like everybody's contributions here are making me realize how much I need to eat more soup, because chicken tortilla soup is outstanding and I haven't had it in years. I haven't even thought about it. Brian in Green Bay says tepid water. I'm a simple man. Okay. He just likes to use the spoon to eat tepid water. That's fine.
I don't know how well that tastes, but
living dangerously. He's getting his water though. Brian also says your mother-in-law was protective of her creations. Snicker, snicker. Yeah, but more her soup than her daughter, apparently, Brian. Annie from Watertown says, yeah, no blank about the recipe. Sounds good and need healthy blank, as I see many on YouTube that would make my cardiologist cringe. Yeah, you got to be careful. Bob Dennis is joining me in the studio right now. If you're watching on the stream, this is Bob, an awesome guy. He's here in the studio. Love when Bob is here. We have great discussions. Do you have a favorite soup, Bob?
Actually, yes. And there are three types of clam chowder.
Yes. There is someone else, Manhattan, there is New England.
Manhattan, New England, and Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. I didn't know that.
And that is a clear base clam chowder.
Less cream?
No cream at all.
Oh.
And it's obviously very popular back east, but it's not something you find around here much. I mean,
maybe I've heard of it at some point, but it doesn't even.
There's a lot of things that, you know, you eat. Yeah. At least that we probably wouldn't go near, but.
And they look down their noses at us.
Yes,
that.
It's like, I don't know what's wrong with you people in the Midwest.
Have you ever had, Bob, have you ever had pho? Are you saying that right, Conrad? Is it pho?
It's pho.
Pho. Okay.
Remember, we're on the radio. Be very careful with that.
We don't have to beep that, though.
Didn't say the last two letters.
That's almost beepable, but that's Cindy from Wausau. She says, my favorite soup is pho. And I've heard of that, but I didn't recognize it in print form here. Great, Cindy. Cindy's much more worldly than me. I don't know that I've ever had pho. Annie from Watertown says, don't forget there's Manhattan clam chowder. Very different. I think I already read that one. And then from the 262, chicken dumpling soup. My ex-mother-in-law. Did I read that one too, Conrad? I'm getting lost here. There's so many texts tonight. My ex-mother-in-law made the best dumplings, and she refused to give me the recipe. He did not get the recipe in the divorce. That's what I'm hearing.
Uh-oh.
Sorry to hear that, 262. Annie from Watertown says, if you eat beans regularly, you lose negative blank. Annie's got a real potty mouth, I will say. She does not hold back. Brian from Milwaukee says, tomatoes, taco seasoning, chicken, corn, black beans, and tortilla strips on top. Yeah, that is definitely chicken tortilla soup. Outstanding. Feel free to, if there's more to that recipe, Brian, feel free to share that. And then Nick from Marshall says, homemade baked potato soup with lots of bacon and plenty of cheddar cheese. Ooh. That doesn't sound too... Can you eat that?
Probably not, but I would.
I would eat it before like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I have found the older I get, the earlier I have to eat.
Yeah, me too. Not because like I won't sleep. I just sleep better.
Yeah.
Like if I ate that homemade baked potato soup with lots of bacon and plenty of cheddar, I'd have to sleep on my stomach. Right, maybe pull a Jimi Hendrix or something. I don't want to do that. From the 608, Pete, it's musk a day. Oh, musk a day. Right. I was saying, how would you say this, Bob? M-U-S-C-A-D-A.
I would defer to you.
I kind of just told you. I'm wrong. I always want to say muscata, probably because I'm thinking of the wine, but I've been corrected several times on this show. Pete, it's musk a day.
Muscadet.
Tony the Trucker. And he's a trucker, so I tend to believe him because he's all over the place and probably knows his cities. Eric, pho rhymes with duh, is a Vietnamese soup, includes rice noodles, shaved meat, other meats, and veggies can go into it. I'm sure I've had that. I love Asian food.
10,000 years ago, long before I was married, I dated a lady who was Chinese.
You dated a lady that was Chinese 10,000 years ago?
Yes. It's hard to believe. I've held up fairly well. And I think it is because of the soup, just to tell you. And she made the most amazing things. And then when I came to Wisconsin, I met two friends of mine who were from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Oh.
And I was in Oshkosh at the time. And Un Chen Si and Seng Kwan Ku were their names. And Ku's family owned restaurants in Malaysia. And he would make food for us from just the most simple of things. And it was like, oh.
Like homemade.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It was just like, oh, just let me die here. And
I know. It's funny. As I get older, I have so much appreciation for the Asian foods and Mediterranean foods. And they're healthy, too. For
Mediterranean stuff is really good as a diet thing. I mean, not as a diet, but as a thing to keep yourself
nutritious.
Healthy.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
A lot of vitamin K in that.
Exactly. Jameson from Pennsylvania says, chicken corn chowder with jalapeno peppers. A perfect touch of heat. Add shredded Colby Jack and diced chives on top. Equals exquisite. This might be the most... We've probably gotten over 200 texts tonight, and I feel like we need to have like some kind of soup exchange. I'm not trying to change the whole format of the show, but this is really cool. It makes me want to try all these soups. Nick from Marshall says, I changed my mind. Chili is my favorite soup, and the baked potato soup is my second favorite. Nothing wrong with that, Nick. I've flip-flopped a couple times here. All right, so our guest is Bob Dennis. We'll read some more of your texts coming back, folks, but we're going to talk to Bob about... You're so knowledgeable about so many things that I always wonder, but I love talking about the mafia.
Mm-hmm.
So... Let's do this. Let's give us one. So we're going to talk about mafia tourism, which is a great way to talk about the mafia because we've talked about the mob before. And according to you, whom I believe, I know you have a podcast, you've talked about all this stuff, you're very schooled in it. There are a lot of places around Wisconsin that have mafia tourism. And is that a big seller in Wisconsin? Do people go there just to see the mob haunts?
I think people are amazed by it because you always, when you think about mafia, you think about New York, you think about Philadelphia, you think about Chicago.
Sure.
You never think about Wisconsin. And so there are a lot of places that you can go that do have mafia connections and mob connections.
All right. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to do the news. We'll keep you informed, people, not just about soup tonight, but about what's going on in the world. And then we'll come back and we'll talk to Bob Dennis about some really cool mafia vacations and tourism. And maybe, you know, if we get crazy, we'll even tell people how they can join the mafia.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe Bob doesn't know that. I don't know. We'll figure it out, though. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on a Tuesday. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison Southside Elementary officially has its new name. We've been following this story for months. Southside on East Badger Road was built a couple years ago in a brand new building, and the name was supposed to be temporary. More than 70% of students identify as Black or Latino, and almost three quarters there face economic disadvantages. The Madison Metropolitan School District has rules that specify what or who schools can be named after. It started with 175 submissions, including Ada Deer, the first Native American woman in Wisconsin to run for Congress. Governor Tony Evers even sent a letter recommending they name the school after Shirley Abramson, Wisconsin's first woman on the Supreme Court. But they got the most submissions to name it after Lori Mann Carey. And that's what won. Mann Carey was a teacher and advocate who went above and beyond for kids in the district, especially those facing barriers. She started an after-school program at West High School, and she and her siblings created the Mann Educational Opportunity Fund more than 30 years ago in honor of their parents, a Black couple who championed equitable education for all. The fund supports students, especially students of color, reach their full potential. Their students have a 100% graduation rate. Lori was known as a village mother, there to help any child she could. Her son, Vince Carey.
People need to be highlighted who give back to their community, because we have lost the village mentality of it takes a village to like raise a child. For all like she did for our community, from Mann scholarships, the positivity she laid.
One member abstained from the vote due to conflict of interest, but otherwise it was unanimous. Southside will be named Lori Mann Carey Elementary. Now they'll get to work implementing the school's new name. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Even bad reviews, word of mouth, and almost a 70% drop-off from its first weekend of release couldn't knock Captain America Brave New World from number one at the box office. The film took in a little over $28 million at theaters this past weekend to remain atop the feature film leaderboard here in the U.S. The most recent Marvel film has now brought in $141 million domestically after a $100 million-plus opening last weekend. Big drop-offs for Marvel films are becoming a bit of a concern for Disney Studios. Ant-Man and Wasp, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Thor, Love and Thunder also saw big drop-offs from weeks 1 to 2. In the number 2 slot this past weekend was The Monkey, a gory thriller which pulled in a little over $14 million in its debut weekend. Another win for Neon Studios, which released the surprise hit Longlegs last year. Rounding out the top 5 were Paddington in Peru, which finished in 3rd place, Dogman was in 4th, and Heart Eyes finished in 5th place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky, some rain showers tonight, and lows in the mid-30s. Any rain wraps up early tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, highs in the mid-40s. In the low 40s, Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. We jump well up into the 50s on Friday and breezy. It's 39 right now.
The Dane County Humane Society is your local, independent, donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and new beginnings to thousands of animals every year. Join Dane County Humane Society on March 14th at Monona Terrace for Toto's Gala. Get ready for an unforgettable evening filled with snuggly animal greeters, cocktails, dinner, dancing, all the while raising funds to support animals at the Dane County Humane Society and in our community. Reserve your spot at giveshelter.org/Toto.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, blogger Mike McCabe will talk about dealing with the news cycle.
Is that a motorized news cycle?
I don't know.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Steady Eddie checking in. Love it. In response to our question, actually, I don't know what Steady Eddie is texting about, because sometimes he doesn't go with just the question. He just tells us what's going on. So he says, Pete, in 1993, I took a trip to the state of Oregon and ate a lot of excellent clam chowder, creamy, warm, and delicious, as I traveled up and down the Oregon coast. A few years ago, I tried a can of clam chowder from the grocery store. It was terrible. So bad, I could not eat it. So my recommendation to Conrad is, when you try your first bowl of clam chowder, make sure you get a good, high-quality clam chowder from a quality restaurant in Wisconsin known for the clam chowder, or better yet, take a trip to the coast of Oregon and dine at Moe's Restaurant overlooking the Pacific Ocean. You've got some vacation time coming up.
Might as well just
get yourself a nice bowl of clam chowder.
Take a flight out there quick.
That's Steady Eddie. Christine from Slinger says, hands down, chicken noodle always. We've had a lot of chicken soup. That might be our first chicken noodle. And then I just lost my place because we had a text. I can't miss one of Casper's texts. Chris Casper says, where is what happened? Oh, Casper says Zuppa Toscana. That's what Kristen and Craig Kinnett say, too. That's a third vote for Zuppa. Zuppa. Bob, you're the mob expert. How do I? Toscana?
Zuppa.
Zuppa Toscana. Okay. I got to try
Zuppa
that.
Zuppa just means soup.
Okay. What does Toscana mean?
Toscano.
Ah, that's fantastic. All right, so Zuppa Toscano. I gotta try that. Thank you, Chris, for checking in. Always fun when Casper texts. And then Chris from Janesville says, nothing like a good corn chowder. Okay? That's just, you just substitute the clams with corn?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little healthier?
Well, yeah, you can do it with clams if you want. Yeah. Also, Toscano is, Cano means of in Italian, and Tusca means they are from the Tusca region. So.
Tuscany, maybe?
Yeah. Well, Tuscany is in the northern region, yes.
I've had Zuppa Ocanto, which is it's like the town soup of Ocano. And dynamite stuff.
A side bottle of Pepto-Bismol or what?
Yeah, right. And some Ocano beer to wash it down.
That would be good.
Yes. Let's do one more here. 262 says, beer cheese soup from the Delafield Brew House. Highly recommend with their fish fry. Well, that's a healthy meal. Oh, that's great, 262. Thank you. That is making me hungry, though. Beer cheese soup, an old-fashioned, and fried fish. You cannot go wrong with that. Thank you for your text, folks. Keep them coming. Bob Dennis is here in the studio. We are talking about... Bob is a mob expert. I love talking to him because I've been fascinated by the mob ever since I was a kid. And there's a great joke. I thought of you immediately when I heard this. There's a comedian named Brian Kiley who said, everybody says the mob are terrible people. He goes, I lived in a mob neighborhood growing up, and I thought they were really nice guys. There was one guy who paid me $10 every day to start his car. Just to start his car. It's beautiful. So let's talk some mafia tourism here in Wisconsin, Bob.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Conrad has never had clam chowder?
Never.
No, I've never had clam chowder, no. I'm not a soup guy.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking. With your name, we do a promotion, a night late promotion, Con Chowder. We go down to the Heights or Hagermeister. What do you think? Nightlight Con Chowder. I don't know what you put in it. That's the problem.
I like corn.
Well, that's
corn?
Corn, yeah.
All right.
I like corn.
All right, let's work on that. Bob, you got connections. You can probably help us.
It's. I love making soup. I cook a lot. I
mean, do you?
Every night. And I love making soup. And my wife, who is absolutely wonderful, loves it when I make soup. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. She'll tell me.
She'll just eat it.
She'll just eat it and tell me how wonderful it is.
That's a great wife.
But like I make three cheese soup, and that's always really good. I made one the other night with chicken, and it was almost a Toscano type thing, and that was wonderful. Oh, man. Oh, and it's a lot of the secret is in the seasoning.
Would it have killed you to bring some of this soup in tonight, Bob?
Well, it would have. It'd be about 10 days old by now.
It would have killed me.
Yeah.
Check out Bob's podcast, Urban Legends and Stranger Truths. Now, tell us again how to find that. The best way is to Google it, right?
Yes. All you have to do is enter the name in Google or even put it in your URL because it's had such a high frequency of this is me bragging.
Oh, that's so great. Absolutely.
It's a high frequency of listenership that it pops up right away.
Oh, that's great.
And the reason I say this and do this is because quite some time ago, a friend of mine who has a tremendously successful podcast had said you can't have a podcast without putting it on, you know, the two major sources. I won't say their names, but I said that's not true. You can still do a podcast, and if you promote it yourself and you know what you're doing and you're good at marketing, you can have a successful podcast. And so I did, And my first year, I had 750,000 listens. My second
year,
what
the heck?
I had 1,250,000. And this year, I'm hoping for at least 1.5 million or more.
Well, good luck with that. I hope you get a few more listens after that. It's Urban Legends and Stranger Truths. That's awesome, Bob. And, you know, this is your third or fourth time here. And I always want to get to Urban Legends, but we always get so caught up in the mob. And you can't go wrong. They're both interesting. But let's just stick with the mob since we've already promoted it as such. Door County. What is the Door County mob tourism connection?
Well, it's actually the Shipwrecked Pub up there. There are several places up there that have connections. But because it was very accessible from Chicago, coming up on the old Highway 41, because, obviously the Highway 43 did not exist at the time, but many of the people with the mafia connections came up. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Conrad's, I thought he was just happy to see me and he was waving, but I'm not talking close enough to the microphone.
Saying we're number one and pointing down.
Yes, I was wondering what he was pointing at.
I've been there. That's a great place, by the way, but please continue.
Yes, well, yeah. And they had that big fire a while back. And they had to renovate, which was and they did a wonderful job of renovating. It's a terrific place, but it has a long history. And part of it is that it was originally opened in the 1800s, and as it progressed and grew by the 1920s, it was like one of the places that the mobsters and mafias went to in Door County. Part of the reason is because back in the day, they actually had underground escape tunnels. They had storage areas for alcohol so that people wouldn't, find out about it into the late 20s and early 30s. But also almost all of those tunnels, that's another subject for another night. All the tunnels underneath had to have outlets because they'd have to be able to load up the liquor into trucks. And as a result, they could get out onto a street and get away from whatever law enforcement might be after them. So
no kid. Yeah. Let me ask you something. You talked about tunnels. I know a place in Milwaukee that had tunnels. It was a condo they used to put the comedians up at the Comedy Cafe, okay. Kitty Corner, and it went under Van Buren, I think it is, and Brady Street into Giovanni's restaurant. That was supposedly a common thing with the mob. Do you know enough places where you think we could do a segment on this one night that had tunnels, bootlegging tunnels, and are there tours of those? Because I find those fascinating.
There are a tremendous number, but many of them, because of the age of them, have been blocked out, so that you can't access them. However, just these couple in Door County, but Milwaukee, St. Paul, Chicago. There are several cities that all have these tunnel systems, and some of which started out, one of them started out as a storage area for growing mushrooms, believe it or not, in Milwaukee. And then they said, this is ridiculous. We could be making a lot of money if we had, our beer stored down here.
Yeah.
And because remember, there wasn't that very much refrigeration at the time. So to put something on the ground was the best way to be able to store something.
Right. That makes sense. So Door County tunnels, I love that. And what city is the shipwreck in again?
It is in Egg Harbor, in the bend of the road there.
Oh, okay, nice.
And they've redone it up there. The road is wider now. There are bike lanes and walking lanes, so you go up there. And the food is absolutely wonderful. But that used to be one of the favorites for Al Capone. Now I know we said that Al Capone was practically in every city in America at some point in time,
right?
But surprisingly, he did a lot of traveling, and part of that was because he was so afraid of being assassinated that he had locations throughout the country that he would go to, and he never stayed anywhere more than 2 to 3 days at a time.
He was worried about his safety.
Yes, yeah. Because there were people that were after him because he was such a big shot. Now, one of the places that I had heard about over the years, but I wasn't really sure where it was, so it took me a bit of time, a couple of years, to find it at the time. Now, it's been years since then.
I love that you went looking for it. That's so cool.
Well, it's a man with no life. And it's actually his home in Brookfield. Have you heard about this?
No, I knew he had like a fortress up near Minocqua somewhere.
Yes, he had that.
Yeah, but I don't think I knew that he had a place in Brookfield. Well,
all right. Okay, so you obviously didn't read the email that I sent to you with the pictures.
I mean, I saw that, but...
Oh, I'm
cheesy.
I thought
the picture you sent. No, I know you are, but I thought you sent. All right. Anyway, continue.
So, yes, he was looking for a place to establish as basically a summer home to go to, away from Chicago, and he bought this home, which was pre-existing at the time, in Brookfield in the late 1920s. And there was nothing there. It was all farm fields.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
And he had literally had a road that he, like a driveway, built around the outside perimeter of the house so that he could have protection from himself. And he built this house. And if you see the picture of it, there's a turret in the front of the house. And that's where they had the gunmen, their watch guards.
The bodyguard, yeah.
Keeping an eye out. But he bought 36 acres with this house. And he then had it all partitioned off so that he was safe. He had a wall built around that. He did the same thing up
north.
Good
Lord.
And although with the one up north, which I'll mention later on, the house and the building that he had up there, the walls were 18 inches thick.
Oh, I remember reading that. Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah. Like just cement?
Yes. It was a house that was reinforced because he was afraid they would blow it up or they would use ramrods of some kind or try to knock the house down to come and get him. So he had multiple ports where they could actually put their rifles and shotguns and Tommy guns through these holes to be able to shoot out from the house.
Oh, my gosh.
And then also in all of his homes, you're talking about tunnels, all of his homes had tunnels and ways to be able to get out to go somewhere else. In this specific house, the one in Brookfield, which was basically a farm when he bought it, he had a tunnel made from the house to the barn. And had cars that were stored in the barn so that he would be able to get away in the event that somebody would try to break in on him.
That is such a cool looking house. Is that this one right here?
Yes. There's two pictures of them. That's today's version of what the house. Now, that turret in the front there, if you're looking online, is where they had the lookouts and the guards. And if you look at the older version, you can see that's the same house.
Oh, wow. Is that still there? So that's still there.
Yes, still there.
That other picture's current.
Yes.
Okay.
Should I give the address?
Yeah, if it's a tourist destination.
Well, it's not a tourist. No, okay. It's not. It's a privately owned
People live there now.
Yeah, people live there.
Maybe not.
I suppose you could drive by. It's on North Brookfield Road near Blue Mound. It's about halfway between, like I said, Minocqua and Chicago. And it's the number 1,000 would be a prominent number if I was looking
somewhere. So just drive by and look at the house that you think might have belonged to a mobster at one point.
At 1,000, yeah. But he also had one of his favorite things was, and I know this from being a kid and having been on a farm, is he always had geese. Because geese, like in the Middle East, are fantastic watchdogs. You can't do anything without the geese, you know, honking and making noise as soon as somebody comes near. Immediately put out the alarm. And so he always had flocks of geese rather than guard dogs. So.
That's so cool. Bob, we have a text here directed to you. It's from the 262. I heard that the mob is hiding out at a White House in D.C. I can't believe I got sucked into that. Hey, Conrad, you got to warn me about that.
You are on your own, buddy.
Here is so this is Scott from the 608. He says, there's a 1920s Chicago mob hotel bar restaurant on a Menominee River island. Cool place. Stayed there 10 years ago. Pete might know the name. There is a 9-hole golf course in the island, lots of mob photos inside. It's a great place for a retreat, but very remote. I think that's called, Scott, the Four Seasons. It is on the Menominee River. It's sort of close to Suring.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound familiar?
Sure.
You've been there?
No, I've not been there, but it sounds familiar, yes.
In fact, I think that was mob-owned up until, like, somewhat recently. Someone from Cicero, Illinois, got arrested, and then they had to sell the hotel or something. So they were pretty active there. Until somewhat recently. Okay, Bob Dennis is here, folks. He is, we're talking about mob tourism in Wisconsin. We've covered Brookfield, Door County, Minocqua. Maybe we'll do Lake Geneva when we get back.
Sure.
Does that sound good, Bob?
Sure.
Okay, we're hanging out, and we'll have more on mob tourism coming up after this very short break. I'm Pete Schwabe. You got Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist.
You know, I prefer the snow. I hate the ice. That's my driveway. Be careful. I mean, just stepping outside of your house. Don't slip and fall.
Did you say death by driveway? I'm just...
did. You don't want to skim past that part, do you?
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Tomorrow night on Nightlight, actor Jamie McShane will be here. Jamie is on the show 1923, which I believe drops today, season 2. Harrison Ford, Helen Mirren, Brandon Sklenar, and Jamie tells me he's got a big part on this season, and I love 1923. I loved the first season, and I'm thrilled that Jamie is on season 2 because I'm sure he will elevate the cast. He's such a good actor. And then we will have Rob Thomas, Madison film critic, who will do some Oscar predictions tomorrow night. So that'll be fun. Troy from Madison says cream of asparagus. Ooh, that's the first mention of asparagus tonight. Nice, Troy. Bridget says roasted cauliflower soup. So smooth, rich, creamy, and healthy. Okay. We've had a theme. That's cauliflower, cashew, garlic is my favorite soup. So we're on the same page there, Bridget. And then Chris from Janesville says... he's just telling us where he's from. Then Scott, we talked about that. All right, I think we're caught up on text, Conrad. What do you think about that?
That's pretty good.
People love their soup.
Yes, they do.
Scott says, yes, the Four Seasons. All right. So Bob Dennis is here. We have a few more minutes with Bob. We're talking about mafia tourism here in Wisconsin. Bob and I always kind of get lost. We're both big fans of the mob in the right way. We find it fascinating, but we're not celebrating what they do, are we, Bob?
Okay.
Bob doesn't have a problem with the mob. What about Lake Geneva?
Before we go to that, you're talking about shows, and I'm sorry I'm digressing and I'm taking away from your show here, but there is a show that dropped that is with Robert De Niro called Zero Day.
Yes, my dad and mom are watching that.
We binged it. There's only six.
You're done? Oh, no, right.
We're done. There's only six episodes.
And?
The quality of the writing of the show is fantastic. There is no drop in this show. I mean, you're in for the ride. You watch it and you're like, whoa, okay, I got to watch another one. There are some people who are saying, we don't like it. It's, you know, there's always somebody that does this, but this is, first of all, I love De Niro and that goes, that's the connection to the mob and the mob.
He's still a great actor too.
Yeah. He's like 80 some years old.
Yeah.
His Instagram page, he just posted a picture of his child who's like 2 years old.
Oh dear.
Like 80 years old. And you got a 2 year old kid.
Well, he's
what
married
kind of
to
soup
a,
is he eating?
He's married to a real trooper. I'll tell you that. So I got to check that out. What's it? It's called Zero, and Zero, it's on Netflix.
Zero Day, yes.
It's Zero on, Day, all right.
Yeah, and it's very good. Some well-known actors in it. And,
yeah.
Angela Bassett plays the president of the United States. And it is just fascinating. I'm not going to tell you too much about it because it really, first of all, because it's so complicated, I wouldn't be able to,
that's what
to
I
explain
hear,
it.
Yeah.
However, and it's intense, and you never know who's doing what, who's the good guy, who's the bad guy. Is this the way something is, or isn't it that way? Is it being made that way? And then there's technology involved with it as well. A little bit, not a lot. I mean, they talk about it. It's part of the storyline, but
I can tell this show's a good show just by the way people talk about it. Like just what you're saying, I can tell your enthusiasm for it. My folks watched it. Someone else told me about it too. So that's definitely,
I think you can watch it a couple times and see something different each time, even if you know the story.
That's great. Okay. So, all right, we got a few more minutes, Bob. What do you, I'll tell you what, your dime, your dance floor. Tell us about what you find one of the most exciting mob tourism places.
Oh my. See, that's the thing is I'm just crazy about all of them. There are, you had mentioned Lake Geneva. There are a couple of places in Lake Geneva. Some of these places are still actively open that you can go visit. The this one's called the Water's Edge. It's a bed and breakfast that's in Lake Geneva, and that is still open today. You can go there. There were several people, including Bugsy Siegel, who stayed there. And
really?
Immediately to the, I think it's to the south, also in Lake Geneva, is something called the French Country Inn. And that one also is quite well known. It was the private home of the Hermansen family, who went on to invite other people from within the mob of the mafia as a place to visit and as a secure place. And that is remains open as well.
So they give tours and that kind of thing?
Yes, they can. You can stay there or you can have dinner there.
So Bugsy Siegel stayed at a bed and breakfast in Lake Geneva. The founder of Las Vegas, basically, he gets credit for that. I don't know.
Yeah. It was there as a crossroads, and it was dirt and dust. But he went there and saw the potential of because it was one of the transfer sites, believe it or not, for the military guys coming home after World War II. And there was nothing there. There was like a gas station, a couple of casinos.
Yeah.
There was nothing. And he looked at it and said, you know what? We can make this into something. And he put money into it himself. He then had the mob put a ton of money into it. And his girlfriend, whose name escapes me right now.
Annette Bening played her in the movie. I remember that.
She was scamming him, taking money.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She took a few million from him. And that's kind of what got him in trouble with the loans that he was unable to pay back to Arnold Rothstein and a couple of the other
in
people.
New York, yeah.
And what happened is they said, yeah, this is just not going to make it. It's just sucking money down. And they had him offed, and literally within a year or two after he had everything established, it just blew up.
That is so crazy. Wow. Yeah, that's a good movie. I mean, if I remember correctly, I haven't seen it in a long time, but...
Bugsy?
Yeah, Bugsy, Warren Beatty, and Annette Bening.
I never thought Warren Beatty should be Bugsy Siegel, though. I mean, Bugsy Siegel was handsome, but Warren Beatty's like,
Not that handsome.
It's not that he's not that handsome. I just don't think he's that good of an actor.
I think he got the script. My guess is he's the one that got it made, though.
Yeah, so the executive producer or something.
We got about a minute left, Bob. You want to squeeze one more in here?
That's the Capone's Northwood Hideout up north, and that is in the Couderay area. And
now, is that still there?
Yes, that's still there. And
I really want to see that.
There's actually a couple of them that there's also the Voss Birchwood Inn, which is still active. And that's where they had the big shootout with John Dillinger. That's still open.
Oh, man.
And I am trying to look through here real quick. The big battle they had up in Little Bohemia, which is, of course, up on Highway 51 near Manitouish Waters. And that was where John Dillinger actually had the final shootout, but not, he didn't die until he got back to Chicago.
Yeah, the Biograph.
A lot of people have died in Chicago. anyways, but, and I mean, and there's others. There are places in Hayward and in Hurley.
Let's do this. Well, let's just have you back in a couple of weeks because we got so distracted with soup, and I blame Conrad. But we'll do this.
Are you going to give him his clothes back? You said you knocked his socks off, but I'm noticing he's not wearing anything else either.
He's doing just fine. Annie from Watertown says, thought my friend in Watertown was full of it, saying the Dutch guys that bought real feed business were Dutch mafia. Then I got a call to work at one of their homes in Neshota on the lake when I was, I'm running out of time, Annie. I knew he was onto something. And then Chris Casper says, I just binged 0 Day in 2 days. It's absolutely awesome. Thank you all for your texts. Great night here at Nightlight. Thank you to Dr. Kristen Lyerly and my good friend Bob Dennis sitting right next to me. We will be back to do all this again tomorrow night on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hear from a farmer in southwestern Missouri. Hour number two, the National Wildlife Federation. What the Trump administration is going to do to conservation effort. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. By a narrow margin, the House this hour passing a budget blueprint that would advance President Trump's legislative agenda. Tomorrow, a seat at the table.
The White House announcing that Elon Musk will be there tomorrow when President Trump holds his first cabinet meeting. Musk sitting at the table with some of the secretaries he took by surprise, issuing that directive to more than 2 million federal workers to explain what they did last week in an email or lose their job.
ABC's Mary Bruce. President Trump announcing that his administration plans to sell a gold card, his version of a green card that'll cost $5 million. Trump saying it'll give wealthy people a route to citizenship. Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine and the U.S. have reached an agreement on a framework for a broad economic deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare